Cảm ơn có đó rồi. Cảm ơn thì cảm ơn. Cảm ơn thì alo sĩ đại. Đất mà cảm ơn cảm ơn. Đến đi cảm ơn thì cảm ơn. Alo sĩ đại đó trong cảm ơn có đó. Alo sĩ đại lúc cảm ơn có đó. Alo sĩ đại lúc cảm ơn có đó. Cảm ơn ngã ba sĩ đại. Ngã ba sĩ đại. Rupa yung kamu gundaba, tada yung kamu gundaba, kada yung kamu gundaba, rata yung
And
kamu.
also the five great, I think, the passionful desires one can have.
Ba
And
lu siya ro, in
yeah, mapi di ba? Tante, nene piyo lai mendi. Ngagua ba le sa mapiyo di
Yeah.
ba? Now these five, these are, one is the appearance or look, another is the sound. Number three is the smell, and number four is the taste, and number five is the touch. So these are the greatest. People have all kinds of sensuous desire out of these five. Therefore, it is called kama gun ngaba. Kama comes from the word the lust or sensuous desire.
Yeah. Mi a le to ma yi de ra ke ki de do te ki de mo ke ki de ra ga mi do da mi mo ha mi mi to ma ra ke ki do te ki mo ke ki ra ga mi do da mi mo ha mi mi to ma si de
ti a to mu ra ke ki do te ki mo ke ki so also, he's talking about the three fires that raga ki, that is, one is the sensuous desire or lust, and dode ki, that is, number two is the ill will or hatred, and number three is mohe ki lape, and number three is delusion or dullness, deception. These are the three fires.
Nah malay milau ni, nak kau malay milau, leh malay milau, kau malay, tapi mau milau ni dah. Paham milau, raga mi tua dah mi mua mi, lau ni dah.
So he's telling that the fire burns in the eyes, the fire burns in the ear, fire also burns inside the nose and inside the mouth and also on the body. And why this is called fire, all these things are burning because these are the basis, origin, or these are the causes, source. These are the sources from which the fire comes out. Fire of lust or sensuous desire, the fire of hatred, ill will, or aversion, and the fire of delusion, dullness, or deception.
Biasa ma ragami perlu long naru, biasa ma dodami perlu long naru, biasa ma mohami perlu long naru jero. Mijin dahu, mija anda loba mi long ni dahwe. Ma mijin dahu mija tu dodami long ni dahwe. Biasa nama biasa mati lu si mohami long ni, biasa ma mi long ni bo.
So how it can be called as burning. Now he is explaining that why it is called burning, because the thing that you see and you want it, it burns in your eyes. The fire gets there at once. It gets fire inside your eyes. If you want it, That means it's a kind of fire, the desire of wanting it as soon as you see. And the thing that you see, again, if you do not want, there is another kind of fire burns. That is the fire of hatred, that kind of fire. And the thing that you see, but you do not know what you see, that is the third kind of fire it burns, which is called the fire of delusion. So also, the fire burns inside the ear. As soon as you hear something and you run after it, the fire starts immediately there, that great desire. And you hear something and you just get irritated. So that is also fire, and the fire of aversion or ill will or hatred. And you hear something, you are even not aware of it, but something is there going on, but you are not aware of it. And there also fire, and another kind of fire, which is called the fire of delusion.
And kama mirana belu mirana nanjin nao nayadu loba mi raga mi lao ni nabe mananjin nao nayadu dhoda mi lao ni nabe nanjin nao nanjin na matiru sin moa mi lao ni nabe.
So also inside the nose, what you want to smell, if you get it at once, the fire comes out from the nose, because the desire for that, to get it, that kind of smell, you want to smell it. And the smell that you are getting, and you do not like that smell, so hatred, the fire of hatred starts at once. And the smell is coming, you are smelling at the same time, you do not know what you are smelling, that is the fire of delusion. So also in this body, it is like fire. The touch that you get and you like it, at once it becomes like a big fire in your body. You want it, you desire for it. That is the raga fire. You want that sensuous touch, you love it. And the touch that you get sometime, and you don't like that touch, also the fire starts because you hate it. Sometime you get some kind of touch, some touch is there, but you are not aware of it, you are not mindful of it, therefore the fire of delusion starts at once in the body. So this is the teaching, you see, of the Lord Buddha.
Lokai lu tattwa ru ye alu ga do de lo tattwa ri lo mye jin na di ya alu a sin ba hla ba tin ne lo tei pi lo mye jin ne mye so a hla a chaw hu ri ba phi phi hla la chaw chaw ba ya myo ma so ปังอ่ะมาใส่ปังอ่ะเมียวๆสิได้อวาอวาปั้นสิได้อเปียปั้นสิได้อนิปั้นสิได้ที่ปั้นอ่ะเมียวๆดิคลาบตินเนี่ยได้ดาริโลกะเยอโลอ่ะเอมตะเน็ดเต็ดเต็ดมันน่ะใช่เต็ดน่ะเอานะอโลสิได้แล้วที่อารมณ์อสิ้นหูตะเวอสะอสงเบมาสงเนาะสิแล้วจ้าเมียมาเม้มมาดูอสิ้นเบลูปั้นนี่ลาลาเนี่ย
This is the teaching is such that it is the nature. This is very natural, and Pia is telling that There are so many beautiful flowers, so many beautiful colors, so many beautiful objects in the world, but the beauty of the woman, when the man sees, the man feels that that's the best, and the heart of the man melts right there. So many beautiful things are there in the world. The beauty of the flower, beauty of so many different colors, so many beautiful objects. But still, when a man sees the woman, the beauty of that woman is the greatest beauty in the eye of the man, and the eye, there starts kind of fire. This is the sensuous desire of the materiality.
ကောင်းတဲ့အတန်ကြီးအမျိုးမျိုးရှိတယ်ကြွေးတန်းတို့ချိုးချာတန်းတို့အစရှိတယ်ကောင်းတဲ့အတန်ဟူဟူတဲ့ဘေးအားလုံးအနှစ်တည်းကြီးပဲအကျကြီးပဲတတ်သွားဦးဒီယောက်ျားတို့ကအမိမတို့လေအနှစ်တည်းကြီးပဲအကျကြီးပဲအားလုံးကအကျကြီးပဲဒီအစအတန်ဟူဟူတဲ့ဘေးဖဲအတန်ကြတယ်မှာယောက်ျားတို့စိတ်ကိုကိုယူနိုင်လို့ဆိုတော့မိမတို့အတန်ကြပြီကိုမီယောက်ျားတို့စိတ်ကိုအကုန်ယူရမယ်ယောက်ျားတို့စိတ်မှာကုန်းသ
There are so many different sounds, beautiful sound, the birds, they are chirping and the cuckoo singing, beautiful sound of the water, the spring. But the man, as soon as hear the voice of a woman, that's the best sound in the ear of the man. So this is the sound, is another kamagun, another sensuous desire, you see. Now he's talking of the smell of the flowers, the smell of sandalwood, the smell of musk. All these are wonderful smell. But when the man get the smell of the woman, that's the best smell for the man. Now, he's talking about the taste. All wonderful food in the world, all wonderful taste in the world. So much different food, so much people can taste, but the taste of the woman is the best for the man. So the touch of the best rug, the touch of the silk, the touch of the dear one, the touch of the loving one, But nothing can win the heart of the man except the touch of the woman. So also, the other way, for the women also, there are all beautiful appearance, all beautiful things, so many wonderful things they see, but the appearance or the look of the man is the best in the eye of the woman. So also, all different sounds, all different sounds, the sound of the bird, the sound of the stream, the sound of the water, and whatever you say, all the beautiful sound, but nothing can win the heart of the woman, but the sound of the man is the only one which melts the heart of the woman. So another sensuous desire for the woman is that the smell of sandalwood is wonderful, no doubt. The smell of musk is no doubt wonderful. The fragrance of wonderful flowers, gardenia, and whatever you call, all the smells in compared to the smell of the man is nothing. But the smell of the man can win the heart of the woman. That's the best smell for a woman. Regarding taste also, there's a bitter taste, sweet taste, salty taste, and all the taste of the wonderful food, delicious food, nothing can win the heart of the woman. It is the taste of the man when they get, then they melt. So another sensuous desire, the greatest one, is that the touch of the carpet, the touch of the silk, the touch of the very dear friend, that this touch is nothing in compare to the touch of the man for a woman.
So
So, Paya is telling that this is the nature and there is no beginning for this. When it has started, no one can even say, because even there is no starting point for this kind of thing. But there is the end. And he said that because of this sensuous desire, craving, there is all kinds of grief, lamentation, sadness, dissatisfaction. All these are nothing but due to this sensuous desire. But this sensuous desire, this is nothing new. When it has started, no one knows. But if we want, we can just put an end to it.
ရာဒီတန္တရာကြီးမှာဟိုမျောလာတာဘယ်လောက်ကြာပါလဲဆိုတော့ကိုယ်ကလည်းအစအဆုံးကြောင်းအစဆိုတာကတော့မသိနိုင်ဘူးအဆုံးမှမသိနိုင်ဒီထဲမှာတမိတေလို့ငိုရတာဒါတေလို့ငိုရတာအမိတေလို့ငိုရတာအဖတေလို့ငိုရတာဟိုတေတေလို့ငိုရတာမရတေလို့ငိုရတာမြတ်ကြီးဟာမဟာသမုဒ္ဒရာ၄စင်းမြတ်မကဘူးဘယ်လောက်များကြာတာဆိုတော့မဟာသမုဒ္ဒရာ၄စင်းမြတ်မကဘူးတဲ့တော့ကန္တန္တနာရောတန္တနာ
So he's telling that today all this grief, lamentation, unhappiness, and people cry. See, if somebody's son dies, somebody's daughter dies, husband, wife, mother, father. So when death occurs, what happened? People, they had to undergo so much toka, that is means so much grief, so much lamentation, so much sadness, and they cry and cry and cry. And Paya is telling that so much tears that even when you will just see the water in the four ocean, all this water in compare to the tears of the people is nothing. So much tears when you think about all this attachment, all this clinging, craving, grasping for each other. And when the separation comes, when the daughter dies or the son dies, when the husband, because this is death, no one can, you see, no one has any power to stop the death. There will be death, and so there will be separation, so there will be lamentation, there will be grief, there will be sorrows, there will be, people will be crying. So he said that all this thing, it is nothing but due to this desire.
Now,
for a child, the mother, how much trouble the mother had to take for that little child. So much care, so much love, and the nursing, the mother is nursing the child. How much milk the mother had to give to that little child. And with all these things the mother is doing, how much milk? Even Paya is telling that the milk is not in the quantity, but the anxieties, the worries, and all these things when you add up, it is much more than the water which contains the four great oceans.
Ra ma tu thin nya ne ma tu thin nya pi ta ma tu thin nya pi ta na tu wa sa tu tu ma tmo de tu u de kan ne a mi ye no ye ta ya ne ta de we no ya ma tmo de le sin ma ka do wu de ho ti lao sin ton lao bi de
so much he said the mother had to take trouble for the child that giving nursing and how much milk the mother had to give to that little baby. It is even much more than the four great ocean. Tamudaya means ocean, the four great ocean. All these responsibilities, the duties, and the anxieties and the worries for that little baby. So he said, this is enough.
Pyasen lataka upridhewe mendami sura tutamile ngu telo tutama twa twa ngu nira. Upridhewe mendami ne tutamile siyon tira telo tutama twa 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 ngu nira. Tani tena pyasen aina twa nga upridhewe ten patutwa na patiru ngu nira. Tapiro ma tami siyon tira wa. Pen siyon tira wa me. Tapiro ma titiya wa shiwa ta siyon ne. Ate ma tiro buwa ni pongne no te ဒီနေရာကြီးပဲမြုပ်နေတာဆင်းသူတော့အမြင်နဲ့ဥပဒေတည်သူတော့အမြင်နဲ့ဒီနေရာတွေမှာမြုပ်လို့ငိုးနေတာပေါ်ပေါ်စစ်တုံးလေးတော့ရှိနေပြီဒီနေရာကြီးပဲဒီအမြင်နဲ့ကြီးပဲပေါ်ပေါ်စစ်တုံးလေးတော့ရှိမယ်ဒီနေရာနဲ့မြုပ်နေတာငိုးနေတာလည်းဘယ်တော့ငိုရလို့ဆိုတော့အဲပေါ်ပေါ်စစ်တုံးလေးတော့ရှိပြီတဲ့တင်ကိုလေးပဲဇီဝန်တီလို့ပြောအဲ့တော့မှငါတဲ့နှိမ့်ဆက်ပါလားဒီသမီးအတွက်ငါတဲ
a queen that she had only one daughter.
Zivati.
So when the daughter Zivati, she died, and the queen was so sad, and she was in such grief that she couldn't do anything. She had to go to the cemetery every day, and used to cry there, sit and cry and cry and cry. And her tears so much that it became a big ocean there. So one day, Lord Buddha, he was, going there, and he saw that somebody is sitting and crying and crying and crying. So he went near her and asked, "Why? What happened? Why you are crying so much?" So she said, "My only daughter, Zivati, she died. The only child, the only daughter. And that's why I am in so much grief. I don't know what to do." So Lord Buddha said that, "Even if you cry, now you are crying for how long? And here I see so much water. And every day, and when she died 1 year ago. Oh, then your tears, if we could keep, it would have been a big ocean. So what's the use of crying so much? Will you get her?" After hearing this little advice of the Buddha, she attained her sainthood. So he's telling that the world is not that big, and once a son and a father, they went out. They went out because the father wants to show the son that when he will die, where he should be buried. And so the son was following the father, and they found that three rocks, they are together there, and beautiful three rocks. And the father said, this is the right place. When I die, you bury me underneath this rock. And so Lord Buddha was passing by. He said, oh, you son and father, what are you doing? So the father said, oh Lord, I'm just trying to show my son and giving him some idea where they should bury me. And this is the place that I like, that my body should be buried here. So Lord Buddha said that, do you know that there are already 10,000 lives are already buried inside, and you don't think that you are the only one. So he said that if in the world all this unhappiness, like when the beloved one dies and the other one which stays back have to cry, have to, you know, lament, and also when the daughter dies, how much the parents they feel and they cry, and when the son dies, how much the parents they feel for the son. So also when the parents die, how much the other, the children, they cry for the parents. So this whole world is nothing but full of sorrows. When you think in that way, you will see that sorrows, grief, lamentation, and all dukkhas, there is all sufferings, there is all dissatisfactoriness. So Phaya said, don't you think that this is enough of it? So he said that this entanglement with so much sorrows and so much grief and lamentation and full of dissatisfactoriness, we are all entangled in that wave of sufferings. Is it not enough? Seeing all this, what we see, just grief. We see people are crying, people are lamenting. Is it not enough? And what's the use for this world? If everything is nothing but grief and lamentation, then there is no use. We should end up this. So he said that the beginning was not known, but we can end up this suffering. How? We can end up by doing some good practice. So we can end up all our sufferings, we can end up all our whatever is the unhappiness we may face. Instead of facing all those things, we can just end up by doing some good practice. So he's telling that the practice is the only way to end up all these miseries.
Good
So he's doing that the best medicine, I mean the best meditation to get out from all this unhappiness, from all this dissatisfactoriness, from all this pain, is by doing some practice, and which will be the most suitable and which will be the most beneficial practice. Out of all the different kinds of practice just now he mentioned, the best is the Kayagata Tatipatthana, that is the mindful practice on the body, on this body. And if you do that, you will find that gradually you are getting detached from the unwholesome attachment. You are gradually, as you will practice more and more with the parts of the body, that is Ketaloma Nakadantattasso, hair of the body, hair of the head, hair of the body, and teeth, nail, skin. So when you will do all this, and when you will visualize all these parts gradually, what you will find that you are getting detached from the unwholesome attachment, from all these kinds of attachment, because we are too attached. So how to get out? By doing this Kayagata Tatipatthana. And if you do this practice, you will find yourself, try and do some experiment whether you are getting detached or not. When you eat something, now if you see just hair there, how you react when you find a hair in your food, how you react with that food. So also he said, when you see the nails and when you see this kind of thing, you yourself will find out that this meditation, how beneficial it is to detach ourselves from unwholesome attachment.
Kagrati kaumo, a chin to the kagrati matonza, to the amene bango, tonza ni mami bude, a chin to the kagrati tonza, to the amene bango, tonza ni mire. A chin to the kagrati matonza mwamia, to the amene bango, tonza mwamia ni mami bude, a chin to the kagrati tonza, mwamia to the amene bango, tonza ni mire.
So he's telling that the individual who is perfecting in the practice of Kayagata Tatipatthana, that person is very having the taste of Nibbana. And the person who is having the taste of Nibbana is having, has perfected the practice of the Kayagata Tatipatthana.
So
he's telling that the individual who has not perfected the practice of Kayagata Tatipatthana will never have the taste of Nibbana. And the person who has not any taste of Nibbana, because he has not perfected the practice of Kayagata Tatipatthana.
Achen tu di kagra de so yo de so se tu tu de amya ni bang so se de mi de de. Achen tu di kagra de ma so tu tu de amya ni bang so se de ma mi bu de.
The person who is perfecting the practice of Kayagata Tatipatthana, the Nibbana is a sure goal for that person. And the person who has already attained this state of deathlessness, the Nibbana, has already had the taste or perfected the practice of Kayagata Tadipata.
Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo yi, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjidere. Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo.
The individual who is not practicing this Kayagata Tadipata will never go near the Nibbana. And the person who did not go near the Nibbana has not perfected the practice of Kayagata Tadipata.
Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjidere. Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo.
The individual who is approaching near the Nibbana is the one who has already practiced the Kayagata Tadipata. The person who has not even started the Kayagata Tadipata practice will never attain the Nibbana in this life.
Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo. Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo.
The person or the individual who is practicing the Kayagata Tadipata can easily get to see what Nibbana is. But the person who is not doing Kayagata Tadipata practice cannot see or cannot taste the Nibbana at all.
Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo. Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo.
So the one who is already practicing the Kayagata Tadipata is definitely, the goal is to attain the Nibbana. And the person who is not practicing the Kayagata Tadipata will never attain the goal, the deathlessness.
Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo. Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo.
The individual who is practicing the Kayagata Tadipata, the person is having the good understanding of what Nibbana is. The person who is having the good understanding of the Nibbana is the person who has already perfected the practice of Kayagata Tadipata.
Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo. Tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo. Achenduji Kayagata ni umiliyo, tuduji amyane ba umiliyo ni mjibhugayo.
The person who has the view, the right view about the Nibbana, is the person who has tasted the practice of Kayagata Tadipata. And the person who has not any idea about what is Nibbana, has not even tasted the Nibbana, and that person is the one who has never done or perfected any kind of practice.
တို့တွေအမျက်နဲ့ပါကိုပိုင်းချမယ်သိတယ်မမြည်ဘူးတဲ့အကျင့်တို့တွေကားတွေပိုင်းချမယ်သိတို့တို့တွေအမျက်နဲ့ပါကိုပိုင်းချမယ်သိတယ်မြည်တယ်တဲ့ဟု
တ်အဲ့ပါလေ
ကားတွေတော့မတိတော့ဘူ
းမတိလို့နေပါကို
ပိုင်းချမယ်တော့မတိဘူးအဲ့နေပါကိုသိတယ်မမြည်ဘူးတဲ့အကျင့်တို့ကားတွေတော့ပိုင်းချမယ်သိတို့တို့တွေအမျက်နဲ့ပါကိုပိုင်းချမယ်သိတယ်မြည်တယ
် The person who is well versed in the Kayagata Tadipatthana that person will definitely attain the Nibbana. And the person who is not well versed in Kayagata Tadipatthana will never even approach near Nibbana.
Chintari Kayagata deva miyamma mapyu. Thotude amyane bhaku miyamma pyu de mamiyu. Chintari Kayagata deva miyamma pyu. Thotude amyane bhaku miyamma pyu de miyere. Miyamma pyu miyere da bhaku. Ti tose ni kota ku miyere da. Ara.မမြင်အဲ့ဒါမမြင်လို့ရှိရင်ဟိုနေမှာ
မမြင်နိုင်ဘူ
းဟုတ်အေးအကျင့်တွေကအားကြတဲ့မျက်မှောက်မပြုတ်ထိုးသူတွေအမြင်နေမှာကိုမျက်မှောက်ပြုတ်တယ်မမြင်ဘူးအကျင့်တွေကအားကြတဲ့မျက်မှောက်ပြုတ်ထိုးတဲ့အမြင်နေမှာကိုမျက်မှောက်ပြုတ်တယ်မြည်တယ်တော့
So the individual who is practicing the Kayagata Tadipatthana has already seen all the parts therefore when you see all the parts then you also see what Nibbana is the person whoIs not practicing the Kayagata Tadipatthana will never have any idea about what Kayagata Tadipatthana and therefore that person or the individual will not have any idea what Nibbana is.
Siya kara ni kwa mea atulu yana chao ututu yao me mo. O yan tong jay do piyatama di kutata kamatang tadipatthana di kakara ni kamatang wo yubi tukala toa jya le. Toa no.တော်တော်နေ9နာရီလောက်အချိန်လောက်ရောက်တဲ့အခါကျတော့အဲ့ဒီကျွာဓမ္မကြီးတယောက်ပြင်မဲ့ကိုထွက်နေတယ်။ပြင်မဲ့ကိုထွက်လို့အရှင်ဘုရားတို့ဘယ်ကြွရမလို့။အာဓမ္မကြီးတို့ဝါဆိုဟာနေမလို့တင့်တယ်လဲပတ်တယ်နေရမယ်ဝါကပ်မလို့ပဲ။အရှင်ဘုရားတို့ဘယ်မှမကြွပါနဲ့တပည့်တော်တို့ရှိဝါကပ်ပါ။အဲ့နေရာကောင်းလို့ရှိရင်ငါတို့ဝါကပ်မယ်။နေရာလိုက်ပြတော့နေရာလိုက်ပြတာပေါ့။လိုက်ပြတော့သူတို့သဘောကျတယ်ဒီနေရာ။သဘောကျတော့အဲ့ဒီမှာဝါဆိုတော့မဲဆိုတော့သူနေရာမှာနေကြထိုင်ကြတဲ့အခါဘာမဆိုခဲကိုဓမ္မရလာလာပြီးတော့သူတို့ညနေကြတော့အဖျော်ကြီးလာလာကတ်တယ်။ဖျော်ကြီးလာလာကတ်တော့တနေ့တည်းကကျတော့ဝါဆိုတဲ့နေ့ရောက်သွားတဲ့ခါကျတော့ဟောဗျာကိုင်ငါရှင်တို့ဒီနေ့ကစားပြီးတော့ဓမ္မတဲ့ဓမ္မအတွေ့မခံကြနဲ့။လက်ပြီးလက်ကိုချမှာအတွေ့ခံကိုနေရာကိုထိုင်ကြဘယ်သူမှဘယ်မှမသွားကြနဲ့။ကိုတရားကိုအထုတ်ကြ။သူအားတဲ့ဆုံးမတာတယ်။ဆုံးမတာတော့ဓမ္မရအဲဒီမှာအဖျော်ကြီးကတ်လာတဲ့ခါကျဓမ္မမှမတွေ့တော့ဘူး။မတွေ့တော့ဒီကုတော်နေတော့ခရရတော့တယ်ဖြစ်ပြီးတကွတပြားနေသွားကုန်ပြီရှိတော့မှမဟုတ်ဘူးလို့ပြောတော့နောက်ကပါတဲ့လူကမဟုတ်ပါဘူးသူတို့ကကတိကထားတဲ့ဝတ်ရှိပါတယ်ခောက်လိုက်လို့ရှိရင်သူတို့လာတတ်ပါတယ်အဲ့ဒါပြန်ခောက်လိုက်တာခောက်လိုက်တာတော့ခောက်လိုက်တော့အခုလုံးစုလာတာမဟုတ်စုလိုက်တဲ့အချိန်ပြတော့ဘဲကြွနေဒီပြည်တော်ကတော့ခရရတော့တယ်ဖြစ်လို့တကွတပြားကြီးသွားကုန်ပြီတဲ့ဘဲကြွနေရတော့အာတမကြီးတို့ရန်တရားအထုံနေရတယ်ရန်တရားဆိုရင်ဘဲတော်ရုံးရှင်ပြရန်တရားကြတဲ့တလောဘန္တကရဏတဆုမန္တနာအတုရေဝေကအဲ့ဒီတဆပ်မြင်အဲ့ဒီကုဋ္ဌတာဟောပြတော့ဒါမျိုးကုဋ္ဌတာဟောဒီပြည့်တော့မရအောင်လားဗျာအတုမေတရားဆိုတာဘယ်သူဖြစ်လူချင်းရတာပေါ့ရလို့ရှိရင်ဒီပြည့်တော့သင်ပေးသားမှာဗျာသူသင်ပေးတာပေါ့သူရတော့ဓမ္မကြီးရတော့ရတော့တလန်းလုံးတွေရွတ်သွားနေတာနေဥညာရွတ်နေအလုံးလုံးတွေရွတ်နေတာပဲဆိုမဲ့ရွတ်နေလို့တော်ကြတော့သူအရင်ရသွားတယ်အရောတဲ့အပိုင်ကြီးနဲ့တကွာအနာကဖြစ်သွားတယ်သူအဘိညာဉ်တွေကအနာကြောင့်ဖြစ်သွားတာတတိယပွားများတို့လားတကယ်ရဟန်းတွေကအဲ့ငါသားတွေဘယ်လိုများနေပါလဲသူကကြည့်တယ်တော့တပတ်မှာဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်တော့မဖြစ်သေးဘူးသူတို့မှာဝိပဿနာဉာဏ်မဖြစ်သေးဘူးသူ့ရနေတယ်အဲ့ငါသားတွေဘာဖြစ်လို့ဘာဖြစ်လို့မရနိုင်ပါလိမ့်လို့ကြည့်တော့အဝတ္တတဘာယမဖြစ်လို့လားအဝတ္တတဘာလည်းဖြစ်တယ်ပုဂ္ဂလတဘာယမဖြစ်လို့လားပုဂ္ဂလတဘာလည်းဖြစ်တယ်ဘောဓိတဘာယမဖြစ်ဘောဓိတဘာယမဖြစ်ဘူးအဲ့ဒါမရနိုင်ဘူးဘာလို့မရနိုင်လို့ရောတချို့ကအချင်းဘာမှအာသာပြည်တယ်တချို့ကအဆက်ဘာမှအာသာပြည်တယ်တချို့ကအချို့ဘာမှအာသာပြည်အာသာမပြေဘူးမပြေတော့ဒီလိုဖြစ်နေတယ်မရနိုင်တော့ဒါမှမဟုတ်အင်းကနေပြီးတော့သူအလိုရှိတာရအောင်အချို့လိုတဲ့ပုံကိုချိုးရအောင်အချင်းလိုတဲ့ပုံကိုချေရအောင်အဆက်လိုတဲ့ပုံကိုအဆက်ရအောင်သူကနေ့စဉ်နေ့ပြင်နေတာတယ်ဒီနေ့တည်းကဓမ္မကြီးဖျားတယ်အတမကြီးဒုအချမ်းများတည်တာဘာဖြစ်လို့ရှိပါတို့လိုရှိတာရနေတာအရှင်ဘုရားတို့လိုရှိတာရတယ်ပြည့်လို့တည်ရောလားဗျအဲဒီလိုပြည့်တယ်လို့ပြောဘူးနော်အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ဒီလိုနဲ့ရလက်ပတ်တဲ့အစားအသောက်ပြည့်လို့မကြဘူးလို့ရကုန်တာပေါ့ ကျောင်းမှာလည်းဟိုဝါကျုပ်ပြီဆိုတော့ဝါကျုပ်တဲ့ခါကျတော့ခိုင်တောင်မှကြီးတို့ပြောင်းမယ်တို့အလိုရှိတာကိုပြည့်စုံပြီးအဲကိုင်းစီမြတ်တို့ကြားရပါတော့ဗျာတပည့်တော်တွေပြည့်မထားပါနဲ့ဗျာဆိုတော့သွားကြဟောဝါတော့ဟိုကြတော့ဘုရားထံရောက်တဲ့ခါကျတော့အာဇိတနာပါဘယ်လိုများနေကြသေးလို့ဆုံးမြတ်တွေကြရလားအဲကျမ်းမှာရှိတယ်ဗျာအခုဆုံးပြီတပည့်တော်တို့ကဘာမှလူနေတယ်မရှိဘူးအလိုရှိတာကိုပြည့်စုံလာက ลุเสียญาณเนี่ยตัวออกมาไปสุดตัวเสร็จได้มั้ยอาจารย์ผิดนี่ล่ะทีญาณเนี่ยจําตั้งคงเนี่ยกันจะมาเสียเมียทีนี้ตัวรู้เนเน่เนี่ยว่าหนีขึ้นมาเลยเอ๊ะว่าหนีขึ้นนี่ตัวกูจะรู้ว่าเราน่ะว่าเราเอาไปไม่ได้กันตัวนี้ซะเลยตัวต้องน่ะเลยตาว่าเพราะฉะนั้นเนี่ยมาเพราะฉะนั้นกันน่ะกูโอ้ไม่กันเลยสินะไม่ดีไม่เล่นทีนี้สิเล่นเล่นอยู่ไม่ปุ๊ดเลยตัวนี้ว่าทีนี้สิเล่นอยู่ปุ๊ดเลยเปล่า ก็เลยได้มันนี่ก็เลยญาติๆทุกสัจจะจะนี่ล่ะบ่ก็เนี่ยอาสาเนี่ยอาสาก็เนี่ยอาสาเนี่ยจะนี่ล่ะทุกสัจจะเนี่ยจะว่ากระเจ็บตัวถ้าเราเราบ่ได้รู้เนี่ยก็ต้องตัวก็เล่นเราอยู่ว่าที่มันยิงง่าจะเนี่ยกูรู้ตีดาเว้ยมาเราหนีรู้มันผิดตัวกูก็กล้องน่ะติเนี่ยแล้วมันจะจําไม่ได้ตัวเองไม่กล้องน่ะไม่แล้วมันจะจําไม่ได้ง่าตะคู่พังไปตะคู่พังไปรู้ผิดนี่มาอยู่มาเราหนีรู้ทําไมก็ตัวเรา เสียเมียก็จะมาหนีบ่าวเนี่ยไม่อยากไปรู้ตัดตาไม่เอาจําบ่าวบ่จําบ่าวเนี่ยพระอาจารย์พอรู้ปานพอรู้เปลี่ยนล่ะรู้เปล่าเสียเมียที่จะมาเนี่ยบ่มีที่ไม่จําเนี่ยอกรู้ตีดาติเนี่ยแล้วมาน่ะจําไม่รู้สิโตไปมันติเนี่ยแล้วมาน่ะจําไม่รู้ตะบี้รอตะคู่พังไม่รู้หนีบ่แล้วหนีบ่รอบ่หนีรอกเอ้ยนี่มันติเลยล่ะจําเนี่ยจําเนี่ยจําเนี่ยอันนี้ถ้าไม่ตัวจําจําเนี่ยจําเนี่ยจําเนี่ยล่ะจําเนี่ยในการที่จะเอาตัว
อารมณ์เราอยากอยากในการที่ธรรมะนี้เจริญอยู่ญาณล่ะญาณง่าบ่ธรรมะนี้เจริญญาณล่ะญาณเนี่ยเบลอมาตัวสักแค่ไม่เจริญตุ๊ตัดละกูเซนเนี่ยกูบ่ธรรมะนี้ตัดละกูเซนเนี่ยกูบ่อะธรรมะนี้งานนั้นน่ะญาณล่ะญาณตัวนี้เอาไม่ได้แต่การจะสิตัวเจริญบ่ธรรมะนี้ก็ได้สิตัวเจริญตัวตัดไม่รู้เซนเนี่ยคนบ่ได้ธรรมะนี้เกเกดอ๋อตัดไม่รู้เซนเนี่ยธรรมะนี้เกเกได้
So just now Priya is telling a very inspiring story about the practice of these parts of the body meditation. He said that during one of the rain retreats, the monks, the 60 monks, thirty monks, they were just looking for a place to take their residence for that rain retreat, and so they were looking, and they have arrived at a village, and there a woman, you see, she just was watching what happened with these 30 monks, what they are doing here. So she approached near them and then asked them, "Venerable sir, what do you all want here?" So they say that, "No, this is the rainy season time, we need to take residence for 3 months, and so we are looking for a nice place where we can practice." So the lady said, "Oh, I want to offer my place for you all so that you all can practice here, and I'll get all the merit out of that." So the monk said, "Yes, but we have to see your place too." So the lady brought all those 30 monks inside, and they were very happy to see her place. And they said that this will be our rain residence. So they took their residence there. And now, when the verse started, that is the rain retreat, it start somewhere, you see, in the month of July, and at that time the monks, they decided that we won't talk with each other, and even we won't see each other, and let us start our meditation in a very intensive way so that we can get the fruit out of it. So they took their decision that they won't meet with each other and they won't see only during full moon and new moon. These are the 2 days in the month they're going to see each other. But they took this decision, and the lady, she didn't know anything about this decision, but she used to bring the juice for all these 30 monks every afternoon. So one afternoon she came and she saw that the monks were not there anymore. And there was a watchman who was waiting there, and he said that, "What are you thinking so much? See, I brought the juice. Every day I give them juice, but they didn't even tell me. They left my place and they went away somewhere." So that man, the watchman, said that, "Oh no, you just ring the bell. I'm sure they are somewhere, and you ring this bell, and if they hear the bell, I'm sure they will come out. You try." So the lady, she rang the bell, and after a while the monks, they came out and they were trying to find out what's wrong. They thought that somebody was sick, one of the monks was sick, and so there must be something very, you know, urgent to do. Then they found that the lady was waiting with all her juice glass, and so they said that, "Did you ring the bell?" She said, "Yes, without telling me. Where did you all go? I didn't know even. Are you all fighting among yourself? What happened with you all?" "No, no, no, this is the rain retreat. We don't talk with each other. We are practicing, and we are practicing the monk's meditation. And that monk's meditation is this Kayagata Tatipata. So we are practicing that so that we can attain some stages. So we are trying our best." So the lady said that, is it only the monk's meditation? Can I learn from you all?" So the monk said, "Oh no, everybody can do, but this is because we are the monk, and especially during the rainy season, we have to do this practice." So the lady got instruction from them, and she started her practice. And when she started her practice, her progress was much more than the monk's progress, because she was doing it very sincerely and very seriously, and she was trying so hard, and she progressed much earlier than all these monks. Then one day she attained some supernormal power also with this practice. She attained the stages and also some supernormal power. So one day she was thinking, these monks, it seems that they leave aside attaining the supernormal power, they have not attained any knowledge even. What is the vipassana knowledge? They don't have any knowledge. So I need to help. They are, after all, these monks, they are all my son, because I gave them this place and they are staying with me, and I need to help them. So with her supernormal power, she could see that some of them, they needed some kind of taste in the food. One was needing sour taste, another was needing some sweet taste, another was needing some salty taste. She could see all these things. So each day she used to prepare food. So they used to think, "Oh, I was thinking today for this sour taste, you see, and I got it." And other one said that, "Look, I got this sweet dessert here, and I was thinking for this." And the other one said that, "Really, I was craving for this salty taste, and I am getting here. How is that?" So they were thinking among themselves, and so next day they asked the lady, "You are giving exactly what we are, you know, desiring for. That is all our desire you are fulfilling. Do you practice in such a way that you have attained something and you can see things?" So the lady said, "Oh no, 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 don't worry for me. You all please practice. Don't worry for me. You all have come here, and I want all of you to attain something, and that will be a great merit for me too." The lady didn't tell them anything. So at the end of the rainy season, it was already 3 months, all the monks, they have attained some of the stages. So what they did at the end of the rain retreat, they went to the Buddha. And Buddha was very happy to see all the 30 of them. With big smile, they approached the Lord. And when they approached the teacher, and the teacher said, "What happened with you all? You all look very happy." "Yes, we went in that place, and the lady was so good, and she was helping us. with every possible way she could, she helped us so much that today we got everything because of her. So there was another monk was waiting, and Lord Buddha also asked him, what about your practice? He said, I think I have to go to that place from where they are coming because I didn't get anything. So the other monk, he said, I'm going to that lady. So he went to that lady, and the lady saw another monk coming and asked, oh, what do you want? No, I want to stay here and practice. So the lady said, well, very good, I'm so happy. So the man started staying there, the monk, and the monk, one day he was thinking that my room is so dirty, I'm going to just clean everything. But after my alms begging, I'm going to do. So he went out for his begging, and then he came back and he saw that everything is cleaned up. So he was so happy. He said, oh, this lady is so kind. Another day, the monk had a desire to have little sweet food, and the lady cooked and brought for him. The monk said that anything I'm desiring for food, it is coming. I'm desiring to clean my room, it is happening. I'm desiring to clean up my chair, it is happening. What is going on here? One day she will catch me like a thief. Who will stay here? She knows something. I'm not going to stay here. So the monks at once told the lady that I'm not going to stay here in any way. You cannot force me. You cannot persuade me to stay here, and I'm going to go away from here. The lady said, where are you going? Please don't go. Please stay here. No, you will catch me like a thief. Whatever I think, next moment it comes to me. So I'm not going to stay here like a little thief. So he left the place and he went away to the teacher and said that it's very difficult to stay there. That lady knows everything, and I can't stay like a little thief with her. And so Lord Buddha said that, don't make this mistake, please go back. And so he said, shall I have to go back? Yes, go back. And so he went back again, and he attained his stages too.
Yes.
So he is giving the instruction, Priya is giving the instruction that how to meditate on 32 parts of the body meditation. He is giving the instruction that take the 5 parts, and after taking the first five parts, you have to do 5 days forward, 5 days forward, and then 5 days backward, 10 days forward and backward, the same line, 5 days, so 15 days. And at the end of 15 days, if your practice is good, you will be able to see all those five parts as you see the five fingers. You'll be able to see like them. And you'll be, because the practice must be very sincere, and you must practice in such a way that you can see the five parts as you see your five fingers. You have to see like that. Then you can take it for granted that you will be also like that lady who helped all those monks.
Yeah.
Baby, yeah.
She be over there, don't worry.
Be over there. Never go. She be over there. Never go over there. Go now, go baby, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you
know? Baby, yeah.
Okay. Do you know?
So tomorrow he will continue again these 32 parts of the body meditation, and for tonight I think this is enough for all of them. Ta do, ta do. Nakha, that is the nail. Nakha, danta, teeth, danta, teso, that is the skin. Keta, loma, nakha, danta, teso. 5 days forward. Then again, after 5 days, backward. The same thing from backside. Keta, loma, nakha, danta, teso. Teso, danta, nakha, loma, keta. Five days. Then again 5 days, keta loma nakha danta taso taso danta nakha loma keta. 5 days. And also he says that if you do it, but how to do, he will give the instruction tomorrow. But first we have to learn verbally, recite verbally, and then we have to memorize it, and after memorizing this we have to do the practice, and tomorrow he will give the instruction. Instruction. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to ask this carefully, because I'm an American and I've been brought up to question what I don't understand, and I wish to be respectful to the teachings of the Venerable Sayadaw. And I don't know much about Buddha Sasana, but I know that in the sutras there are different variations given. In addition to the four foundations of mindfulness, mm-hmm. for different temperaments.
Mm-hmm.
When the Veda says the cake is good, he has tasted the cake.
Mm-hmm.
When the milkmaid says the milk is fresh, mm-hmm. she has drunk the milk.
Mm-hmm.
When the Venerable Sayadaw says this is the way to Nibbana, we assume he has tasted somewhere the fruit. So if he says this is the only way...
He doesn't say the only way. This
right.
is a way. This is a way. He didn't say this is the only way. He said this is a way. There are other ways, you see.
I thought I had
No, this is, he didn't say this is, because he said the meditations are many. This is a way. And the easiest way. Direct, straightforward. He didn't say this is the only way. The only way, who says, you know? It is the Tatibhatan Sutta, there the Soma Thera, he says that this is the only way. Soma Thera's book, if you read that Satipatthana Sutta, there you will find that Soma Thera talks about this is the only way. And also in Mahasi Sayadaw's book also, he talks about the Satipatthana is the only way for Nibbana. But I don't think so, he said that. He said that this is a way that one can get their Nibbana.
I heard incorrectly. Sorry.
He said there are many, many meditations. This is the easiest. Anybody can do, not only the monks. That's why he brought the story, like the lady, she was a lay person, so even she got it. So why not we can get it? That's why he brought that story, mixture of monk and the woman.
The woman helped the monks. Therefore, the monks got it. So he's, you know, bringing it like that. Even the monks couldn't get, but the lady got it. But I'm not telling that the monks cannot get. I mean, there it happened.
Did I not hear you translate him as saying one who has not done this meditation and has not, will not taste the body? Did I not hear you translate
it? It says in the Kaya, he was repeating the Kayagata Satipatthana Sutta. He was, it is in his memory. So he was repeating and I was translating.
Is it inappropriate to ask whether he is giving us this advice from sutra or from his own personal experience?
I think he has his personal experience because in Burma he is very, very famous for this Kayagata Satipatthana. In Burma especially, people, they run to him to learn this practice. In Visuddhimagga, Buddha Ghosa, he gives about this Kayagata Satipatthana, but Visuddhimagga Buddha Ghosa, Nyanamali's, I think, translation, Nyanamali doesn't give the way he is talking, 5 days, 5 days, 5 days. He doesn't give that instruction.
Is but he. Burma?
Pardon me?
Is Burma?
Who?
This method.
This method?
Yes.
It is very famous in Burma. Kayagata.
It is famous because it is getting results.
I don't know. What do you mean? He teaches this method to people. Go to Methila, you see, where he stays. It is, there is the mountain where he lives there, Tampulu. He stays there, you see, and people really run there to learn this meditation from him.
And in learning it, they're able to come back and say to the Venerable Sayadaw, it's also good for me.
I think they learn and they practice, but when you get it, I don't think so. Do you have to go and blow the trumpet? I don't think so. It's necessary. I don't think so it's necessary at all. You got it, you got it. So keep it with yourself.
I ask only because, you know, I don't have the background maybe that brings the same faith that people.
No, that's very good. You should meet Seattle and talk with him. He will be so happy to answer all your questions. He loves to talk with people and he will just explain you, and he will do whatever you will ask him, he will ask. I think he will be able to satisfy you a lot more than what I'm doing.
I wish to be respectful. I mean, I wish to be respectful. I don't know all the forms of how to address and what's appropriate. I wish.
Oh no, he doesn't care for any of those things, see, because at least I think about 3 days ago, a student's mother came, and she, you know, they are from America. She doesn't know how to sit like us. And Sarah asked her to sit on the chair. So what is there? Sarah even doesn't care whether you sit on his head or on the chair or anywhere. Really, he doesn't care. He even doesn't, so long people come and learn something from him, I think he feels very happy. He feels very happy. And I think it is the language, the communication problem. If he could speak English, I think you would have enjoyed him much better. And I think, you know, the interpreter, they're always bad. I'm sure I could not do what he said, but I tried my best. I tried and tried and tried. And he speaks all Pali. He's not speaking any other language. So difficult. Very high-flown Pali. And I don't know how much I did it. When they will open the tape, maybe some people, those who know Pali, they will laugh. But I tried. And Seattle is very clever. He knows what I'm doing, whether I'm adding or whether I'm subtracting.
Did he tell you that whole story that you told us?
Yes. He knows, you see, that he's listening. And he has the idea of time, and that's why the last word, his last word in Pali, I always end up with the last word. That means that is the end. That's the way we try to understand each other. I always put the last word. What he uses, the last word is always there. That means this is the end. Then he starts again. Ananda, I'll be very happy to take you to him. If you want to go and see Sero and ask him, maybe he will be able to help you a lot.
Sure, I'd love to go to the source.
I'm sure.
Sure.
I'll take you, and I'm going to sit there and interpret for you. So any other question besides Ananda's question? Because he's not yet satisfied, I have to take him to Sero, I know.
This kind of meditation, is it the basic of, I know that there are two big ranges of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
One we call Samatha, and the one we call Vipassana.
Vipassana.
And I wanted to know if this kind of meditation on the five major things
mm-hmm.
of the body, is it the way of Samatha or Vipassana?
I think this is listed under Samatha meditation because there's a lot of visualization. But the Samatha, with this meditation, you can even get your the Dhyan, you know that. Jhanic, you see, absorption. You can get the jhanas. And this is listed under the four foundations of mindfulness, what Ananda said just now. That is, one is the mindfulness on the body, the sensations and the movement, and the another is the mindfulness on feeling, and another is the mindfulness on mind, and another is the mindfulness on the mind and its objects. So this comes under the kaya, that is it is also the mindfulness practice, but it is under Kayanupasana. So in that Kayanupasana, I think it is listed because under Samatha, because Satipatthana is also Samatha practice, because doing Satipatthana you get your one-pointedness. If your concentration gets very strong, then the goal of Satipatthana is to attain the one-pointedness. So Satipatthana is listed under Samatha practice. And so from Samatha practice, because Vipassana, there is no such thing as Vipassana practice. Vipassana is the insight. By doing the Satipatthana, the benefit is that you develop the insight. That is the Vipassana. Yes.
Just I believe in for the five major things, I believe I am sure that when we do kaya sanupatipatthana, the first thing is the body. So if we meditate on the five major things,
mm-hmm.
I guess that is the major, the first step into the kaya
sanupatipatthana.
Right. Is it right?
Right. Because this practice is Nirvana. People, they always think for their Nirvana, but also for any kind of healing. The body, our body is, when it is not in ease, it is disease. So when the body is not in ease, it gets disease. At that time, we can know our body very well if we do this practice, because all the 32 parts, the five parts, that is the five, then there are others, you see, Manta, Naru, Ati, Ati, Visam, Vekkan, Hadiyan. So all the parts are there. And if we can visualize each part, now somebody is suffering from the disease called, say, cancer. Cancer of what? Cancer in the uterus. Now that person, you are a doctor, I should not talk all these things. But anyway, that the person, if they know how to visualize this stomach, which is in the abdomen. But doing this practice, the person's, the visualization power gets very strong and very powerful. And the person can at once feel where the disorder is. That's why for any kind of healing, Sayadaw also gives this practice. That now, for example, the person is having trouble with the bone. So at that time, he will give Ati, Ati means Mantan, Naru, Ati, Artemisia, Vekan. Mantan, the flesh. Ati, the bone. Artemisia, that is the bone marrow. Vekan, the kidney. So he gives that. Because the bone is there, the person can visualize. But the person doesn't have to visualize all the bones, but the place where it happens, the person will have to visualize that part and will have to go first into the flesh, then will have to go into the blood vessels and nerves and sinews, and then will have to go to the bone, then the bone marrow. See, all the disease, the source of the disease, they say, it starts from the kidney. Therefore, kidney is also, see how those days, Lord Buddha, that's why Lord Buddha is called the peerless physician of his days, you see. See, he gave this kind of thing. And now, even people, for their healing practice, they do this kind of meditation. Especially I teach this meditation during summer for my healing class. This is very, very beneficial meditation. And I've seen that many, many terminal cases, they were sent back home and they were given only 3 months to live. And those people, they lived up to 11 years, and some are still living for the last 9 years, and the person was given only 6 weeks to live. And the person who died just a few months ago, she suffered from the cancer, and she was sent back home to die peacefully, whatever she wants, let her have. So she was given this meditation, and she lived for 9 years, but she died not of cancer. She entered into the remission stage, the cancer was cured, everything. But what happened, she went to see her grandchildren in Canada. One was 3 years old and another is, I think, about 1 and a half. Both the kids, they played with the grandmother, and the grandmother is 89 years old. So they pushed they were playing hide and seek. So they pushed the grandmother from upstairs and she rolled down and she died there. She didn't die of cancer, you see. That was very sad. I think if you practice in such a way, by looking at the person, even you can say, you see, if you practice this meditation, by looking at the person, if you practice this meditation, I think, see, I work with the cancer patient. So I've been doing this work for the last 23 years. And even, you see, I don't have to touch, I don't have to see. See, the cancer patient, when they're terminal cases, there's a kind of smell, you see. And if they have taken any chemotherapy or anything, at once you can see from the look. So especially this meditation helps them a lot, because this is, even if they die very consciously and very skillfully. Everybody will have to die, you see, nobody can give life. But their death will be a peaceful death. After doing some good meditation, the person is dead. And even the life can be prolonged. But by touching, whether you can say what the person is suffering or not, it is difficult. I don't know whether they can do that. Sam, you're asking me, I'm a lay person, I'm not a doctor. What anatomy are you asking me?
How come the Buddha knew so much anatomy before his day?
Anatomy, how about the Buddha? No anatomy.
Buddha's day, so much anatomy? You're asking about that?
Yes.
Buddha, I think, his was... See, the way he talked about the world also, as if he's a physicist. And the way he talks about the ills, the disease, and the way he also cures, as if he himself was a doctor. And that's why sometimes this practice is also nowadays they call the Buddhist physiology. big name for simple thing. So I think that is also a good name, Buddhist anatomy. See, Buddha was I think he could see from his own supernormal power, and he could put all these things together. Another question? Yeah, that law of karma is a very big law, I think, and it is a universal law. But one thing is this: if the person's karma is bad, I mean, as he so socially reap, every action has its reaction. But even if you just imagine, even Mangalana, he even was killed, was also like that. Even Lord Buddha, he died of poisonous food, you see. So that is, even all these enlightened beings, they have to complete, they have to extinguish all their karmic forces, because they are not going to come back anymore. But with the meditation, I think things can become lighter. Our karma can become lighter. In my first life, I did something, I killed somebody. You know the story of the doctor in the suttas, that the doctor who could cure, during Buddha's time, who could cure any kind of eye disease, he could give people the new eyesight even. So one poor woman who went to the doctor because she lost her one eye, and she heard about this, and that doctor is nobody, but that doctor was a very famous monk during Buddha's time. And that famous monk was blind. Why he was blind? The question asked to Lord Buddha, so he told the story. Why he is practicing so much, and he looks like as if he has attained some stages, but still, Lord, why he's blind? He is practicing so much, why he's blind? The Lord Buddha, because he attained all the supernormal power and he could see the past. And so he told the story about that blind monk. He said that in his past life, he did something like a woman lost the eyesight and he gave her the eyesight. But the condition was this: if I get back my eyesight, doctor, not only you will see me, our whole family, the whole battalion will help you. That was the, because she was poor. So the doctor believed her and gave her the eye and she was cured. But she never came and, you know, thanked the doctor. And the doctor thought that he's doing so much, but still he cannot cure her anymore. So that is, I mean, a kind of case for him, not almost terminal for him. He just, then one day,
thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.